This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I pointed out that the disciples had not yet learned from Jesus the need to become sensitive to the hurts and burdens of those around them. Not only that, they were insensitive to those close to them. In chapter 14, there is a description of a woman who anointed Jesus' head with expensive perfume. The disciples were sharply critical of her because they didn't understand what she was doing and why. They totally missed what Jesus saw in her actions, her devotion and discernment as she anointed him for his burial. Later in Mark 14, as Jesus was eating the Passover meal with them, he shared that one of them would betray him. They were saddened, it says in verse 19, and one by one they said to him, "Surely not I." When Jesus described who it was who would betray him, they still didn't understand. They were totally insensitive to the fact that Judas Iscariot had already taken steps to betray Jesus and was ready to fall flat on his face in failure. Not being aware of where Judas was at in his heart, they were not able to reach out and try to help him reconsider what he was intending to do. As seen in the other Gospels, they didn't even get the point after Judas left the feast and went out into the night. There is no indication they tried to reach out to him when in the Garden of Gethsemane they saw him identify Jesus for the soldiers who were with him to take Jesus into custody. It's hard to minister to others if we are insensitive to them, their questions and concerns, desires and needs. How unlike Jesus, who genuinely cared for others and showed it in a tangible way.